You're listening to Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Thursday.
It is. I thought it was Friday this morning.
Disappointment.
Oops.
It's not Friday. It does feel like Friday.
Tomorrow is Friday.
It is.
It's really sticky today, too.
It is kind of...
like, humid sticky.
Yes.
Not like, I spilled something sticky.
That was yesterday.
Just to clarify.
Yesterday, I ended up with glue all over me from some artwork here in the studio, and I was walking around sticking to everything all day long. It was kind of funny.
Always an adventure.
Speaking of sticking, you know...
and adventures.
Stick and adventures. Concordia University, Wisconsin has been sticking around for a while and doing great work. They have been so gracious and continue to support our programs here in KFUO, supporting the Coffee Hour. Thank you, Concordia University, Wisconsin. Visit them at cuw.edu to find out more about the great work of Concordia University, Wisconsin. And... I have no great segue.
Adventures.
That's
world
it.
World adventures.
I knew you were leading to a segue.
I was
had nothing
throwing
to do with sticking. Thank you. Yeah. It was a really good one, too.
Some days I have them.
World travelers. In studio with us today, we have the James family, the Reverend Roger and Amy James, and preparing to serve the Lord in the Philippines. They've been missionaries for some time now. Looking forward to digging into your story, talking about where you've served and now this new chapter in life. Good morning, James family.
Good morning.
Thanks for spending some time in studio this morning. It's kind of like an ambush interview.
Yeah.
You come
hey,
back.
Guess what?
Come back to the International Center for Meetings and we run in. Hey, it's time to come join us on the Coffee Hour. So thanks so much for being willing. They didn't have a choice. I just grabbed them and into the studio.
Yeah.
Thanks for being our guests and sharing your story. You have been serving as missionaries now for how long? You've served in a variety of places.
Well, we deployed to South Asia, India, in January of 2014. So we've been in the field for a little over 4 years.
And you've been to India, and then you were also in Sri Lanka?
Right. Four months we were in India while we were waiting to get our visas, missionary visas for Sri Lanka. And then, thanks be to God, we got those and we deployed to Sri Lanka in May of that 2014. And that's where we've lived, in Colombo, Sri Lanka. That's the capital of Sri Lanka since then.
And when I was reading up on you guys, I see your home district is Michigan. So, correct. Michigan love, a little heart for you guys.
Are you from Michigan?
I'm a Michigander, okay. Yes. So, you've been in India and Sri Lanka. What was that transition into an entirely different culture like for you?
Wow. that probably is the best description of the term. I mean, it is entirely different in so many ways. And then, of course, getting off the plane, you've flown to the other side of the world, so you're exhausted from that. But the fact is, you're met at the airport by extremely friendly, helpful, loving brothers and sisters in Christ, and they took care of us. So, I don't know.
What was it like for you, Amy?
I would say that besides the fact that everything smelled different, tasted different, sounded different, and looked different, it's just like home. But it was, very, I wouldn't say shocking, but I would say takes an adjustment.
Sure.
And but it was a great eye-opening mm-hmm. time. Us.
What has been the nature of your work as missionary so far, and then what do you anticipate being the nature of your work in your new assignment?
When we first deployed, I was just going to be in Sri Lanka, and I was going to be working with our church there in Sri Lanka, particularly with sort of, you might call it, continuing education mm-hmm. of our few pastors there, and preparation for pastoral ministry of the vicars who were there, as well as trying to reorganize the church, which had fallen into some difficulties. So it was mission work in the sense of dealing with one of our sister or partner churches. It expanded in that we needed someone to also be working with India, and then also some opportunities arose in Bangladesh. So I was made area director for South Asia, and I always say that means I was over all the missionaries in South Asia, LCMS missionaries, and that was only me. So I almost fired myself.
Multiple times?
So it really changed from being more pastoral work, teaching, preaching, to a supervising, encouraging, directing. And then, thanks be to God, we were given more missionaries in Sri Lanka. So,
Amy, what was your part of the mission? Where did you find your place in the mission?
I would say that I support mostly, mm-hmm. But also getting to know people and relationships with people is more my area, I would say.
Was there a challenge with language differences?
Yes, at times, but it all kind of worked out well because people were interested in studying English or mm-hmm. practicing English, mm-hmm. especially in the capital, in Colombo. I had some young people approach me at church and ask me, "Could you help us with our English?" So we did do some English practice together on a regular basis, and that was very much, that was a channel for getting to know people in the community very much.
Absolutely. You talk about relationship building. Who are the people that you were able to meet, or who are the people that you were able to talk to about Christ and about the gospel?
Well, we were largely involved with the church. So we were working with our fellow Christians mm-hmm. and preaching, teaching, not we preaching, but working with the church. But then Sri Lanka is an extremely religious country.
Really?
Predominantly Buddhist, mm-hmm. with next Hindu and then Muslim and then Christian minorities. But unlike the U.S., people are always willing to talk about their religion. Just, you know, getting into the three-wheeler taxi, you know, they are more than willing to talk about religion and faith. And so conversations could come up anytime. Mm-hmm. Going out to a little restaurant for breakfast, I remember talking to a man. We'd share a table because it was busy. And just chatting with him, and he was Buddhist, and he said, "But I have friends who are Hindu and Catholic," and we talked quite a bit about the faith. And he said, "You probably noticed that I have this lump on my neck," which I had not, but he had a huge bump on his neck. He said that he's asked his Catholic friend to pray for him. Because being Buddhist, he really can't pray because they don't really have a God. So, you know, that opens up the doors for conversations. And that kind of thing's not uncommon in a place like Sri Lanka, which is extremely open to talking about what people believe.
Sure. And you're transitioning now from Sri Lanka to a new mission field. So what are you looking forward to? What are you expecting as you go into this next chapter?
Well, it'll be entirely different because now I'll be a theological educator. I'll be an instructor at the seminary in our sister church in the Philippines, the Lutheran Church in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. And I'll be teaching beside my three or four Filipino colleagues, training pastors for their church. And that's extremely interesting work. I mean, and this is one of the greatest things that we in the Missouri Synod have to export, if you want to put it that way, is mm-hmm. our theological mm-hmm. understanding, which God has blessed us with despite ourselves. So that's going to be quite a transition. I did a lot of traveling before, but now we'll be on the little campus, and we'll have be up the part of a small community in a way that wasn't possible to develop in Colombo.
I mean, what are you looking forward to? Establishing a new home, building new relationships in this new community. What are you looking forward to most? And perhaps what is most perhaps frightening or you know, what you're not looking forward to most about this starting a new, you know, a new life in a, in a new culture?
Well, I'm always interested in people and how they live, just the basic things of life. And so that's interesting to me. It's always a challenge when you go to a new place to find out, okay, where am I going to be able to get my groceries? How am I going to get along or around? How am I going to get around? You know, so different than when living in the States and you hop in your car and go almost anywhere you want to. We've chosen not to have a car. We won't have a car there, so I'll be dependent on other modes of transportation. So that's interesting. But also to see how the everyday people do their, you know, get around, but also how they feed their families, how they get to church, how they, you know, where they come from. And even some of, because there are so many languages in the Philippines, it will be interesting, even though English is the thing that people use, everyone learns English and we will be able to communicate with English. They still have their village languages, their first languages. And so that'll be interesting to hear all those. That's always a thing, because the language really tells so much about the culture.
A new adventure, lots of learning to happen. How can we follow your work as you're doing the Lord's work in the Philippines? How can we keep up with what's going on with the James family?
Well, once we catch up with what we're doing. Of course, you can look on the LCMS website and under James, and through the connections there, you could get on my mailing list for newsletter.
Very good.
That'd probably be the best thing.
LCMS.org/James, I believe, is the place to follow. Well, the Reverend Roger and Amy James, preparing to serve the Lord in the Philippines, thanks so much for being our guest on the Coffee Hour. It's been a pleasure having you in studio. Blessings on the rest of your meetings and your visits while you're here in St. Louis.
Thank you very much.
Coming up in just a little bit, it is National Day of Prayer.
Yeah, it is.
Let's talk about prayer.
We will.
You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.